This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, Jimmy. What got into you today? A lot of guitars today? I think we had some Who earlier, maybe?
Yeah.
What got into you?
I don't know.
Just feeling...
Feeling motivated.
Yeah. I like what he's doing.
I can vibe with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get you moving. Oh, look at that. Solana has checked in from the west coast of Florida.
How's Naples?
There was a misunderstanding when he said, I'll hopefully be back for Will Manso. He meant Appel.
Oh, okay.
So, because the math wasn't mathing, because Manso, when he said hopefully, that was 10 after 2, and Manso isn't coming on until like 25 minutes from now. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to my parents' house, and hopefully I'll be there by Manso. But I'm like, where'd your parents move? Naples? Fort Myers?
Don't you live in their basement?
So what happened? You're now at your parents' house because you have the mold remediation people at your house? We got to get him unmuted or else we're not going to be able to hear him.
Yeah, so
a strong start by you.
Out the gate.
Strong.
He called a timeout.
Well, admittedly, he had a long ride. He's been in the car for an hour and a half getting to his parents' house.
I mean, don't even get me started on these technical issues. I don't want to talk about it. But, bro, I had people coming to my house. They got there late. And you know what? I could have said from the start, you know what? I'll just take the first hour off. I mean, whatever. Who cares? I'll mail it in. And instead, I joined for the first segment. I wanted to be a part of the camaraderie. I wanted to talk
you
about
you didn't join for the first segment, though. You bailed when it was your time to talk on the first segment, the headlines. You were gone, but you didn't even tell us you were leaving.
Yeah, I texted you. I texted you both. I mean, I could have mailed it in completely for the first hour. I wanted to hang out for the first couple of minutes. Sorry that I had people show up at my house, and I had to go. I had to ride.
You make it sound like you had people show up at your house to sing Christmas carols. You made an appointment with a company. Like, I'm sorry the carolers showed up. I didn't want to. I had the Jehovah's Witnesses knocking at the door. I didn't want to be rude.
What window did you give them? You give them that two-hour window. You should have told them 9 to 11.
No, they said between 11 and 2, and I figured perfect. They'll get there at somewhere around 12, and then I'll leave to the studio. It'll be perfect. Guess what? They didn't show up until 2:10 or 2:15, whenever it is I had to leave, and they didn't let me know that they were running late until 2 o'clock. And then they're like, we'll be there in 25 minutes. They showed up 15 minutes later. So I thought I would be able to knock out the first segment, stay for headlines, and then ride. And it just didn't work out that way.
So were you annoyed that they didn't communicate with you properly about when they may or may not be there?
I already called the company and spoke with them about
it. Okay, because I've done the same with Len, because that's exactly what you did to us. You did not communicate with us when you were or were not going to be here, you jackass. I wanted to talk to you about the Nico Harrison stuff and the Heat, which we will with Will Manso. Just a clown show in Dallas, yeah? I mean, to have that happen and then fire the general manager who made it happen less than a year after it happens, I don't know how you recover from that as an organization.
I don't understand what happened there in terms of who really was behind moving Luka Doncic, but here's what I know. You allowed Nico Harrison to make that move. You allowed him to only work with the Los Angeles Lakers and entrusted him to make this move, which might end up going down as the worst front office decision in the history of the sport. And then you move on from him after that, after a 3-8 start, just a couple months later. None of it makes sense to me. Absolutely nothing, because they're scapegoating Nico Harrison, and I get why, because clearly he's
well,
he's
are,
not the
are they
best
scapegoating
the world, but...
him, or are they coming to the realization that this guy single-handedly may have made us part of the worst trade on the wrong end in NBA history? I'm not saying they didn't know about it, and I'm not saying that they didn't sign off on it, but are they scapegoating him, or were they taking their general manager's words for, hey, I'm the guy in charge. I'm the one who watches Luka every day. I'm the one who identifies what Anthony Davis can bring to this team. Like, at some point, you have to trust in your people. So I don't know if it's scapegoating.
Well, Hawk, isn't it pretty obvious? And I'm not even talking about this situation. I'm talking about in general. And I think this is part of the reason why Dolphins fans are so frustrated with their owner and Stephen Ross. I mean, you have a marquee player in the NBA, a whale, a superstar who just took you to the NBA finals, and you're seeing the types of transactions that guys like Rudy Gobert are going for, Donovan Mitchell are going for, and you don't even open up the market for Luka. You don't say, hey, in the inner circles, a Shams bomb, we're looking to move on from Luka. What would you be willing to give us? But you allow Nico Harrison to just facilitate everything behind the scenes. I mean, that to me is why they ultimately decided to move on from him. Hawk, they're definitely scapegoating him, because that decision doesn't get made without ownership signing off on it.
Again, signing off is different, because you're being sold an idea from him. You sign off on it, but you're taking the guy who's in charge of that kind of decision-making, you're taking his word for it. We're new owners, and he's telling you, we have a long problem with Luka and his conditioning, his attitude. Like, you're taking someone's word for it, and you're finding out later that maybe it wasn't true.
I remember their team president, though, or maybe it was one of their owners, talking about what they really wanted in a superstar. So to me, it looked like this decision came from above Nico Harrison, or with Nico Harrison, and everybody was on for
it. But I just kind of feel like they were parroting, the governors, I feel like they were parroting what Nico had told them. And then over the course of time, as you see Luka doing what he's doing in L.A., and you watch Anthony Davis not be able to take the court in Dallas, you go, you know what? I think he may have sold us a false bill of goods.
Well, what doesn't make sense to me? Like, why now at 3-8? Oh, these 11 games, yeah, we see it all. Y'all agree with this man. This the whole offseason, they could have fired him. Before the draft, they could have fired him. Like, at some point, they needed 11 games. They needed Anthony Davis to get hurt to know that Anthony Davis habitually gets hurt.
Right.
Like, it just – the timing's weird to me. I don't know. I don't get the timing of it.
No, the timing is because the fan base can't stand being in that building without trying to find Nico Harrison and continue to just spew venom at
They were doing it again last night.
They're done. Yeah. They're done. Like, the fan base is just sick of it. Everybody's excited that they got Cooper Flagg, sure, but you banked your entire future on 1.8% chance of winning the lottery. You lucked out, but guess what? You still lost the greatest player of all time in the worst trade of all time. It doesn't matter if you got Cooper Flagg or not.
Cooper Flagg's never going to be Luka Doncic.
Never.
you can take that to the bank.
Here's a couple things. Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald. He says some good national television exposure for South Florida teams this week. Dolphins Commanders, 9:30 a.m. on NFL Network. That'll be Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma on the call. That game locally will be on CBS4. UMNC State on Saturday is an ESPN game. Mark Jones and Roddy Jones. That'll be their third or fourth UM game this season. Heat and Knicks Friday night is on Amazon. You'll have Ian Eagle and Stan Van Gundy on the call.
That's a team now.
And big early game in Jay Lucas's era at the U. 8:30 Sunday night, UM and UF in hoops is on ESPN. And Dave O'Brien and Jay Williams will be on the call.
Sorry about this, Coach Lucas.
I see you're wearing your Florida Gators shirt
today. Yeah, yeah, them boys rolling steel hawk.
Let me give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. From the Palm Beach Post, the Miami Dolphins have played 6 games outside the United States. There have been highlights and lowlights. Dolphins played the first NFL international game in 2007. That was your team. And you remember what happened?
Got beat by the Giants on a low-scoring, boring game.
It was 13-10, Giants. That was October 28th, 2007, at Wembley Stadium. Palm Beach Post writes, a game of teams headed in opposite directions. Dolphins would finish 1-15, while the Giants went on to win the Super Bowl. They say someone named Cleo Lemon was Miami's quarterback that day. Ted Ginn Jr. scored his first professional touchdown.
Long pass.
How about that?
Yes.
Next international game was 7 years later, September of 2014, Dolphins Raiders. Anyone remember what happened there at Wembley Stadium?
Butt whooping.
Dolphins laid a butt whooping on the Raiders, 38-14. And I believe, let me see here. The Raiders fired Dennis Allen after the loss amid concerns about issues with players and a terrible defense. And they elevated Tony Sparano to finish the season as their head coach.
God rest his soul.
Remember that?
Yes.
Then October 2015, Jets beat the Dolphins 27-24 at Wembley. Says former Dolphin receiver Brandon Marshall helped drive a nail into Joe Philbin's coaching coffin with 7 receptions for 128 yards. Of course, there were many who thought Philbin should be canned at the end of the 2014 season, but he was on the sidelines that day at Wembley Stadium watching Miami stumble against its AFC East rivals. Philbin met with Miami owner Stephen Ross in London following the team's 3rd straight loss. It went well, Philbin said afterward, and told reporters he wasn't worried about job security. Less than 24 hours later, he was fired.
Stephen Ross, he does fire people. Mm-hmm. Let's remember it now.
Next one, October in 2017, the Saints, I remember this one, beat the Dolphins 20-0. I remember that because we had a watch party at Dave and Buster's. A morning, it was like kegs and eggs.
Yeah.
And it was a morning watch party, and the Dolphins were absolutely pathetic. I mean, 20-0 tells you that, but absolutely pathetic. 2021, Jags 23, Dolphins 20. November 2023 was the most recent, couple seasons ago. That was Chiefs and Dolphins from Frankfurt, Germany. Mm-hmm. That was the first time that the Dolphins had played outside London, and we know that that ended 21-14 in favor of Kansas City. All right, let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
All right, gentlemen. I know we touched on the Heat earlier, but they did win yesterday. They're going to play the Cavs again tomorrow. But
Leonardo DiCaprio is 60 years old. Is that show sheet right?
Good-looking man, that boy.
There's no chance he's 60.
Yeah. 60 years old, Hawk. 60.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, Hawk.
60?
I was in diapers when he was acting.
He's 51 today. I mean, honestly, 60? You guys would have to be out of your bleeping minds.
I was about to agree with him, too.
I know he's older.
60? Leonardo DiCaprio is 60?
I was sneaking and watching the little Titanic scene. I remember, I was a baby.
He was 19 years old. I mean, what are you guys talking about? 60?
How could that be so wrong?
Well, you made the show sheet. What do you mean, how could it be so wrong?
I got your back now, Salat. I'm on this train. You round it up.
But how did we get from...
No, we didn't do anything. No, we
how
didn't.
Did we
we didn't do anything.
You know, we all got to come together and be a little bit more proficient on these show sheets, because what happened there?
You didn't see that? It didn't jump out to you? Like, hey, Leonardo DiCaprio cannot be 60 years old?
Not really. I feel like once you're over 50, it's all the same. 51, 60, 75.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I mean, to think that he's older than me.
Leonardo DiCaprio, 60.
He looks 60.
He's still a good-looking dude, man.
He looks 60. He looks great.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
His girlfriend's 19.
Hide your sisters.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Victor Cruz, remember him?
Salsa man.
95 today.
How's Victor? 39. I know he's younger than me.
We'll do this exact same segment a year from now.
There's no chance that Solano fixed this. Nothing ever gets fixed on these show sheets. So, yes, we will do this 1 year from now.
Hey, you guys want to guess who the betting favorite is to be the next head coach of the New York Giants?
Bill Belichick.
Is it no, Belichick? But I do have his odds. I have his odds.
Next head coach of the Giants. John Gruden.
Nope.
No. Offensive guy, because Jackson Dart.
Who was Jackson Dart's coach in college?
Is that Kiffin? Not Kiffin. Yeah, Kiffin.
Was it Lane Kiffin?
What, did he go to Ole Miss?
Yeah.
It was Lane Kiffin.
Oh, give me Lane Kiffin with the Giants and Dart.
You know I love Lane Kiffin.
That would be fun to watch. Him in New York with the New York media? Come on.
Let me see, because I didn't see Lane Kiffin's name in the odds, but that would make sense.
Yeah, he was Ole Miss, and now they got another dog quarterback at Ole Miss I love. Trinidad something.
So here are the odds. Mike McCarthy is the favorite, plus 700.
Oh, he's going to ruin that young boy.
Mm.
Steve Spagnuolo is plus 900.
Hell of a defensive play caller.
Yeah.
And Cliff Kingsbury is the third at plus 1,000. But the reason why I bring up this list, John Gruden's there at plus 1,400. Right behind him is Bill Belichick at plus 1,600. Mike McDaniel is listed at plus 4,000.
Hmm. Interesting.
If Mike gets another job, huh? Well, Gates got another job.
Yeah, I mean, if he got another job.
Never mind. Yeah, answer my question there.
You guys going to bet the Heat to cover tomorrow, or are you still going to be a bunch of cowards?
You're going to beat them twice in a row?
I'm absolutely not betting them tomorrow.
No, Jack.
No.
You guys still aren't buying in, huh?
Oh, I'm buying in, but to beat same team, same good team twice in a row within 3 days, no thank you.
I'm buying into them not being in the play-in round. I'll give you that.
Yeah, no, they're fun. They're exciting. They're fun to root for, you know?
Yes.
What do you want me to call them, a dynasty? What do you mean?
No, not a dynasty. And I'm not doing the thing where I'm crowning them on November 11th.
I said they're fun and they're exciting and they're fun to root for, and that wasn't enough for you?
No, it wasn't, because you followed that up with yes when Crowder said, I'm buying in for them to just not be a play-in team.
So that could be anywhere. Yeah, that could be anywhere 1 through 7.
That seems like a compliment, doesn't it? 1 through 7 in the East?
I don't know about that. I don't know if that's a compliment. I genuinely think we should be paying attention to what has transpired here. Yesterday, they give the Cavs, who just embarrassed them in the first round, without Tyler Hero, without Bam Adebayo, their two best players, and they took it to them, and the entire team contributed in the most exciting Heat game since the end of the Jimmy Butler era. Like, last night to me was a statement victory by Spo and by this franchise.
Solana, they took it to him. They beat him by one with a sixth of a second left.
Well, also, are you suggesting that you wiped the taste out of what happened in the playoffs last season away with one victory in the 11th game of the season?
On a Monday.
100%. 100%.
What? Last night was fun as hell. Yes. It was fun as hell. And you thought they were dead as a doornail after Spider Mitchell hit that three where he touched the baseline, by the way. Both feet were on the baseline, no question. They didn't even look at it. But you thought they were dead as a doornail, and then Spo does the Spo magic, or Chris Quinn magic, if you want to say. But to say that removes what happened in the postseason? I mean, last night was really fun, so I don't want to crap on it, but come on, bro.
It's not that it removes the stink of what happened, but this Heat team, who couldn't score more than 90 points in their two home games to get mopped off the floor in the most lopsided first round exit in the history of the league, came back with, for the most part, the same roster. They add Norman Powell, which is huge. I'm not denying that. But for the most part, the same roster, and have completely changed their entire approach.
No question.
And yesterday, they got to go up against that same team and played the style that team has popularized without Bam and Tyler, and beat them at their own game.
It was awesome.
And to me, Hawk, that's proof positive that this Heat team has not only incorporated a new style, but they should be looked upon as a team that has completely changed what their expectations should be at this point of the season. And again, I'm not saying that they should
Solana.
Be a favorite in the East or whatever, but this isn't just maybe they'll miss the play-in tournament.
Well, you just said the same thing. They're not the favorites in the East, which is exactly what Crowder said. They're not a play-in team.
They'll be about the 6th seed, 5th seed.
I don't know about that.
It is surprising that Spo totally turned his coaching style around, especially offense. I never thought I'd see that offense out of a Spo team. It's impressive. It's 11 games in, and guys are already injured. And can they keep that pace up? There's questions, Solana. There are questions in this.
I want to celebrate last night's win, but I think you're putting a little too much credence into it, because what happens if they lose tomorrow night?
Well, Tyler and Bam aren't there.
I mean, I'm with you. Last night was great. Jaime Jaquez Jr.
is a man possessed.
Yes.
A man possessed. Like, he's fun as hell to watch. And I loved it. I loved it. But, I mean, I didn't look at last night's game as, oh, my God, they have eclipsed. They have eclipsed every other team in the East.
No, but, Hawk, I'm not saying they've eclipsed every other team in the East. But this team, last year in the playoffs, it was clear. They're not even close to being on the same court with the Cavs, with the Celtics when they're healthy, with the Knicks when they're healthy. They're just not with the Pacers.
Well, remember, I mean, there was no Norman Powell. You didn't have that score. And Jaime Jaquez Jr. Mm-hmm. he was just a non-factor.
But it wasn't, yes, 100%. But Khalil Ware last year, compared to the Khalil Ware you got last night, Crowder, we finally got that guy. Yeah. Pella Larsen is playing like a legit NBA starter right now. You have guys like Simone Fontecchio coming off the bench and continuing to be stellar every opportunity he gets. Drew Smith is legitimately playing like a true backup point guard in this league, not just somebody that everybody thinks is connected to Spo somehow, some way in a conspiracy theory. Like, and Andrew Wiggins is playing like Andrew Wiggins from the 2023 or 2022 NBA Finals when he was the second best player in that series. And then you add Norman Powell, who just fits perfectly to everything the Heat are trying to do.
But again, you're suggesting that that's going to continue November, December, January, February, March.
11 games, Solana. Fontecchio and Larsen aren't carrying us to the finals, Solana. It sounds good. It's cute. They go deep because they run fast. They play 12 guys. We're watching it, Solana. It's fun. But you want me to say that, oh, they're top three in the East? No, never. No.
All I'm saying is they're this good without their two best players incorporating a completely new brand and approach of basketball, and they're this good through 11 games. Why wouldn't they be better with 30 games under their belt, 52 games under their belt?
Because people regress to who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean okay. That's the reality of it. I hope they don't. I hope you're right. I hope they run away with the East. But I think you're putting the cart in front of the horse a little bit on this one.
Drew Smith will never have a four-steal game the rest of the season.
But again, like, what's going to happen if they lose tomorrow night?
That is true. Drew Smith's not going to have four. Like, he had that big game defensively. He's never going to do that again. It's the first time in his life.
No, it's not. He's been putting up those numbers consistently the entire season.
You say that, if I look it up and go through my phone, it's never going to happen. It's never happened.
If you look through his stats, Leonardo DiCaprio is 60 today.
And Crowder, you've been begging for somebody who throw me the ball, I'll go get you a bucket.
Norman.
Throw me the ball, I'm an instant bucket. And they finally have that. This is the funnest team in the NBA right now.
It's
They're
fun.
Putting up
Absolutely.
More points than anybody in the NBA.
Yeah, who's arguing
faster
that?
Than anybody in the NBA. And you guys are like, yeah, they won't make the play-in. Okay, cool.
Solana, you ever date a girl like, back in the day that was fun? Did you knew you weren't going to marry? This is fun to watch. I'm not marrying them to a championship.
I want you guys committed. I want you guys bought in.
Well, I'm not going to do that after 11 games.
Well, okay. I think you're missing the mark here.
All right.
Buy in. Let's go.
So when they win, buy in. When they lose, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're 7-4. It's not like they're...
So it's fun on the text thread. you're missing a boat.
He goes,
these bales.
He texts me. Yeah, he texts me last night. Boom. He's like, oh, you chose the wrong team, Bulls over the Heat, which I never chose the Bulls over the Heat. I just enjoy watching the Bulls. But he's like, oh, you chose the wrong. I go, the Heat are 7-4. The Bulls are 6-4. What exactly are we doing here? Did you see Wembanyama in the fourth quarter against the Bulls last night? Did you see what his numbers were?
He's special.
It's unbelievable. Like, the guy just decided, yeah, my game now. My game on all sides, and just give me the ball.
Oh, we talked about it, and I don't wish injury on him. You have to have somebody just go hit him.
That, as I was watching it last night, I'm like, there's no way to stop him. I think he scored 16 points in the fourth quarter.
16 or 18 points in the fourth quarter.
Crazy.
I have the numbers written down. It's stupid. Stupid.
You
want to
talk about
man.
Stupid? Yeah, this hero of yours, Billy Donovan.
Hey,
he's got Boozy on the bench for the final 8 minutes of the game. Some of us have over 15.5. He's stuck on 15. He's not playing Boozy. In the meantime, San Antonio's clawing back a lead, goes on to win the game, and you got Boozy riding the bench, you jackass.
Boozy a defensive stopper.
Whatever it is, I can tell you that Billy Donovan's a boozy stopper.
Billy ain't worried about no over-unders.
A boozy stopper.
Billy about winning basketball
games. I don't think he's worried about winning basketball games. Josh Giddey wasn't even playing. How do you keep boozy on the bench?
Wemby finished with 38, 12, 6 threes, 5 assists, 5 blocks. He shot 58% from the field,
insane.
67% from three.
That's insane.
I'm not saying to do this, but you got to get you a Udonis Haslam.
You got to get a crowbar.
And say, bro, you got five. You got to go send somebody right. after
I want to talk basketball down. With Will Manzo, so let's wrap it up.
All right. The Panthers won last night. They beat VGK 3-2. And Canes Hoops blew out Stetson. Thanks, Jimmy, for the update on that. Appreciate you.
No problem.
Your weather, it's sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. It's a gorgeous day outside. It's getting chillier and chillier now with the sun going down. It's going to be in the 40s tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so bundle up.
I don't think so, because I did the weather at the 2 o'clock hour. I think it's going to be in the 60s tonight.
No, 48 is the low tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
In Miami?
Look, I might have gotten Leo's age wrong.
I don't know. Look at the Miami overnight numbers on the weather app here.
Yeah, Solana.
Yeah, but where are you seeing 40s? Oh, but scroll. 48? Yeah, but scroll hour by hour. That was early this morning.
But why would I scroll hour by hour? I know what L means. It means
right.
The low.
But that was early this morning. That was at 1 or 2 this morning. In other words, it's warming up now.
The low is for a 24-hour period,
which started at midnight.
Well, I got to tell you guys something. That's dumb. Why would it give me a low that's no longer in my forecast? Doesn't make any sense.
Because it's still the 11th.
Because the low is going to be 59, is 58.
How do you live as a grown-up?
You thought Leonardo DiCaprio grew up in the same era as Len. This part is so fascinating to me. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio was doing a vending route like Len was with his parents. Like, it's amazing to me. And he was going to argue it, too. He's like, yeah, of course he's 60. Of course he's 60. It's only a decade off. All right, well,
everybody bought in with me, though. Crowder said,
I was on your side. I always regret when I jump on with him. I've done it for years.
Guy doesn't have a wrinkle on his face. All right, let's take a break because Will Manzo is going to join us next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
They were just sitting in your house naked?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, let's get into it with Will Manso here. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Will Manso from Local 10 and FanDuel Sports Network. Son, that was fun last night. Will, that was fun. What can you extrapolate? We just had a conversation in the last segment, but what can you extrapolate about the Heat through 11 games?
I mean, number one is fun. That's the biggest word. Like, they're fun again. And that's the thing that was an indictment of the Heat the last few seasons, is that they weren't fun. I mean, it was a style of basketball they were trying to get to, obviously, with Jimmy being the guy and trying to incorporate Kyler as a scorer. And it just was, it was so stagnant at times. This team is fun. I think number two is they're winning at home. And last year, it was pretty embarrassing for a team that ended up making the playoffs that had a losing record at home. And they pride themselves on the atmosphere and the fun of Miami and the Kaseya Center. And to not be good at home is tough. So to have the excitement, like I said the other night, you know, the game they won against Portland, I worked that for FanDuel and it was on Channel 10. It was a great night. It was an exciting game. They won. Norman Powell had big shots. And then last night was just, I mean, the culmination of one of the best games we've seen in the regular season in a long time. And again, it was fun. Have we seen buzzer beaters before? Sure. But they're normally in like 94 to 95 games, you know, not 130 to, you know, 140 type games. So it's just a fun team right now.
And Will, this style of play, I got that here in 2005. That's when I fell in love with the Heat. And Spo's been here, obviously, since I got down here. It looks so much different than what I've seen out of Heat basketball in all those times, 20-plus years. Did we just modernize to normal basketball, or like you're saying, the fun side of it? Because I don't know. It just doesn't seem sustainable. As fast as they run, as much as they shoot, scoring 50 something in the first quarter the other night. Like, is this a successful? It's fun, but is this a successful adjustment that we made?
You know, it's a good question, Channing. I think it is, and obviously we'll find out as the season goes on, but I think the perfect example is, you know, the league for so long was, if you gather star players and you get, you know, big threes or big twos and, you know, superstar guys, which of course, who doesn't want superstars in their team? Obviously, that's still the case to some extent. But I think last year, the last few years, we've seen a change. You know, OKC has Shai Gilgeous. He's a star. I get it. Alexander's a star. But look at the Pacers. The Pacers played a brand of ball that was unique and that people saw as strange, and the up and down nature of it. And you could battle and go back and forth and debate whether Tyrese Halliburton, when healthy, is a superstar. I would say he's the next tier of guys, and I don't see why you couldn't fit the current Heat guys into that. So I think the Pacers proved last year, if you commit to a style and everybody buys into that style, that it can work, that you can win big, that you can play for NBA championships. I think the Heat are banking on that for now, until that next star that comes loose that they feel could piece together with what they're doing.
Will, are you still shocked watching it night in and night out? Because I'm seeing the game last night, and I'm watching Jaime Jaquez Jr. take a game-tying shot at the end of regulation to send it into overtime without a screen. And then at the end of the game, when Norman Powell has to get to the bucket, again, no screening for anybody. They sent nine screens in an overtime game yesterday. Are you still shocked at not only how it's developed, but how they're excelling without doing what the Heat have done for literally over two decades under Coach Spo?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be. I can't imagine anyone sitting there going, they're not, right? That they're not a little shocked or surprised. And I think you highlighted Jaime and some of the guys, too. You saw Nico the other day, the big game he had. I think the personnel fitting the style has been the thing, right? Because if you force a style and it doesn't equate to your personnel, that goes for any sport, right? I mean, it's the same in football. You play a brand of play on offense and your quarterback doesn't fit in that brand, then you're not going to have success. So I think the style is shocking. The success is shocking. The development is shocking. And I think it goes back to Channing's question as to why it could continue to work, because it seems like the personnel matches it. And what's funny is the only question we really have left to answer, at least right now with the Heat, barring any more injuries, is how is Tyler going to fit in the style? Everybody's asking me, like, hey, do you think Tyler could fit this style? And I'm thinking to myself, shoot, I think this is the perfect style for Tyler. Are you kidding me? Run, shoot, don't sit there and just dribble all day and hang the ball. Move, space, find the open guy. I think he's going to fit in just fine. So I think, if anything, it's only going to get better as it goes, hopefully, for this team.
Before we run out of time, Will, we need to talk about Nico Harrison. What an absolute dumpster fire in Dallas, yeah. Right? And so I don't know, it's like something that we were trying to figure out, like what transpires to where Nico Harrison is fired this early on in the season after they seemingly backed up the trade last season. Can you make heads or tails of this?
I can't, and I think, honestly, I wasn't, you know, like everyone saw the news today, nobody was surprised. I mean, maybe surprised, like you said, it's so early in the season, but not him losing his job. The reality is this, guys. The day that he traded Luka Doncic is the day he got fired. I mean, that day cemented he was going to lose his job at some point, because you just can't be the general manager that trades a player like that. You know, we use the term generational player all the time. I get it. Whether you want to call him that or not, he is one of the best players in the league. He's one of the more unique players in the league, and he is in his prime, who had just taken you to an NBA Finals. The day he traded him was the day that he cemented his future. So the fact that it happened now, sure, maybe the timing of it is strange, but you cannot have a legacy where you trade him in your prime and expect to keep that job. And I feel terrible for Mavericks fans. Can you imagine having a player of that caliber on your team? It would be, I guess, you know, look back, if the Heat had traded Dwayne Wade, you know, early in his career when he had gotten to the finals or something, and just said, hey, we're going to go in a different direction because we don't like this about him or something. How you come back from that, I don't know, but it's got to be someone else who does it.
Well, do they have to, like, to Hawk's point, do they have to sign off on that, the management ownership or whatever it is? Because they did change ownership, so I don't know if they really know what the hell's going on. I don't know if Mark Cuban stepped back, but, like, does Harrison have to sign off on things? It's actually, obviously, Pat Riley, maybe he just trusts him, but do they have to sign off on those things at the NBA level?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, to your point, because of the changes going on, I think that maybe the ownership there, and I obviously don't know the inside details on that, but I think the ownership there probably said, well, this is our general manager. This is who we trust. He's giving us his reasoning. Let's trust in his basketball knowledge, which is ridiculous when you look back on it, given what he did. But to your question on the Heat, yes, anything that goes to the Heat, Nicky Harrison trusts Pat Riley and Andy Ellisberg and Adam Simon and the whole brain trust with the Heat. But there is an okay that needs to come, and it normally does in a situation like this. Like I use Dwayne Wade as the example, right? In a situation like Dwayne in his prime, if that were ever to come up for some crazy reason, I think that gets vetoed within seconds. Like, you just kind of sit back and say, what are we doing? No, that's ridiculous. Forget what you're telling me about basketball. That's ridiculous. I can't believe no one stepped in and didn't do that with Luka, because it was crazy then, and now that he's fired, it's as crazy as ever that he decided to do that.
Does it feel to you, though, like because we were talking about this earlier, I kind of feel like he's getting scapegoated here, just from the sense that, hey, management signed off on this. And I don't think Nico Harrison was the only person within, you know, the upper management or the brass of the organization that wanted to move him. And I'm with you, Will. The second he pulled off that trade, that's
done.
It. Like, he's a dead man walking. But doesn't it feel like there was more to this at play behind the scenes, and now management is kind of making it seem like it was Nico Harrison's doing all along?
I mean, could it be? Sure. And there, like you said, there probably has to be other moving parts to it. But unless management said to him, I don't care what you think, you have to trade Luka Doncic, and we find that out after the fact, which I've seen no indication of that, but I'm just hypothetical, that's what you end up learning later, then it's not a scapegoat situation. He's heavily at fault for doing it. The only way it would be is if they said, hey, you got to trade him. We don't want him. We don't want this to be the face of our franchise for whatever reason. We want to commit a different style of basketball, not Luka ball. Let's move him. Unless it's that, it's not a scapegoat. He's at fault for pulling off one of the worst trades in the history of the NBA.
Will, the McRib is back.
I saw that and I immediately thought of you, which I don't know if it says a lot about you, but I mean, I did immediately think of you.
No one's ever said anything that nice to me before. I appreciate it. Are you going to get one?
I can't. You have to understand, I'm Cuban, so I love pork. I love ribs. I have to have the real stuff. I can't go to McDonald's for that.
What are you talking
about?
I'm going
to go
to a place.
It is
the real stuff. What is he talking about? That is
real
the real
pork.
Stuff. It does not get any more real than a McRib.
Masas de cerdo.
How about I treat you and Giselle to McRibs tonight for dinner? It's on
just, okay, Giselle, you definitely are not getting her to eat that. Are you kidding me?
Really?
She hates it. I have to lie. The only time I ever lie to Giselle is when I get the kids fast food. She said, what'd you feed the kids? I made grilled chicken and vegetables. Really?
I mean, she won't eat McDonald's? She won't have a McRib?
She does not believe she hates fast food. Look, at a pinch, she'll have some fries, but don't. You're not getting her with a McRib.
Oh,
you might.
I'm getting, her on the air. She's eating a McRib on the air. There's no question in my mind.
I don't know. Good luck with that. I don't see that happening.
I'm going to do a fast food tour with Giselle. On the every day, she's going to get the long chicken plank at BK. Like, we're going to do all the classic fast
she'll
food
do
meals.
Chick-fil-A. Like, she'll I've seen her Chick-fil-A. She
no,
actually
no,
likes.
No. We're
she
going. We're going BK, McDonald's.
Oh,
we're going Checkers. Yeah, we're not doing the classy joints.
Giselle, you have to understand, Giselle, she's bougie. She likes the good stuff. If she's going to have a burger,
well,
it's got to be at some
I'm about
trendy,
to change
place.
Her and your life for the better when I introduce her to the McRib.
I can't wait, Hawk. I'm excited.
All right. Very excited. I'm excited, too. All right. Will Manso from Local 10. Thanks, Will.
Anytime, guys.
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. By the way, in the 4 o'clock hour, Rhonda Gadsden will join us eating a McRib from McDonald's. So we've
OG's
got that.
OG's bougie. No, OG ain't going to McDonald's.
OG gets the sandwich at Arby's, brings it home, puts his own cheese on it. That's how bougie he is.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.